פרק י"א, סעיף חוף א', קריאת נייר טואלט, כגון תה, טואלט פייפר. אסור לקרוא נייר טואלט בשבת. You're not allowed to tear any toilet paper on Shabbos. בין אם קורא במקום המנוקב, בין אם קורא במקום אחר, וזה בכלל איסור קריאה. No difference if one tears on the dotted line or the perforated line. There's no difference. There's also to go and tear toilet paper on Shabbos. The footnote says, is it awesome with the rice? Is it awesome with the rabbanon? A lot to talk about. I'll call upon him. Everybody agrees it's awesome with the rabbanon. Awesome with the rabbanon. You're not allowed to go and tear toilet paper on Shabbos. ואין אם יש בקריאה זו איסה מחתך, כאשר קריאה במוקם המנוקב אין, מה שכוסף לכמום בפרק זה סיף מם. אם there's going to be an איסה מחתך also with it, we'll look, we'll speak about it later on. סעיף חוף בייס. קריאת ניאטולת בשעת הדחק. When a person's got stuck, how is he able to use this toilet paper? In a place where there's no cut toilet paper. Rak gilil naya, she'enu chotuch. Mutar lekoyre klach hayad. Kogoyin sheyika b'mapekoy. Mishum sheyesh la'atir melocha klach hayad b'mokom kovod ha'piris. If a person's in a place where he doesn't have cut toilet paper, since it is kovod ha'piris, a person should not go around without cleaning himself. Therefore, you're allowed to do it with a shinui, to tear it with a shinui. Shinui means to tear it with your elbow. Or any other way, which is a shinui. Why? Because the cover that brias will allow you to do a shinui. For makam sheish nochi, odif leimel a nochi shikas and yader shinui. If you've got a goy there, it's better to go and ask a goy, because a goy doing a shinui, in such a circumstances, there shouldn't be a problem altogether. Shvus is shvus. The makam covered up beers. Shinui doesn't cut well, and also doing out there, guy, what does it say here? A person should not cut it in the normal way. He should cut it klachayad with a shinui, and if he's got a non-Jew, it's better to do with a non-Jew, a guy, a shinui. The covered up beers will allow you to do it with a shinui. If chof gimel, kriyat matafa. To go and tear an envelope. Yesh ma'achrinim shekosu le'asoy kriyas matafa amanos lo'itzi et ha'michtav ha'nimtza b'teicha. The Mishnah Berurah takes on was not allowed to go and tear an envelope in order to take out the letter. Why is it also? Because you're doing korea on the envelope. It's considered korea. The bi'alocha brings down some machloikas if it's deraisa, or abonon. If it's considered mekalkul, it's considered not mekalkul. Call upon him, he agrees that it's a mejabon he's got. You're not allowed to tear the envelope open in order to take out the michtav, to take out the letter. Omnam achaznish matizois. In Kareas and Matafa, but even Shein Rui Oidle Shum Shimush. Chazish says, you're allowed to go and tear the envelope. You're allowed to tear the envelope, according to the Chazish, because he said it's like you're tearing a food wrapper in order to get to the food. If you do it completely in a way which it is demolishing it, you're not using it, says the Chazish, you're allowed to do it. What's it come out? To go and tear an envelope, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one's not allowed to do it. According to the Chazon Ish, one is allowed to do it. If he does it in order to go and demolish the envelope.